The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Stop it.
It's Friday.
Sorry, it's what?
Yes. It's Friday, and we all know what that means. Let me give it another ring here. Hold on just a second.
It's going to take you a second to get to it.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
No.
So I can ask
Mitt.
For your support.
Mitt,
and maybe
Rob, he's not listening. Mitt. We're starting the show.
Hang up.
We're starting the show.
He's calling.
Maybe he'll call back.
We can't take a phone call when we're starting the
show.
You
didn't even give out the number.
I know. How does he know it?
He knows.
Well,
he had it from yesterday.
You know, I received a call from a senatorial candidate yesterday.
Really?
Tim Kaine gave me a little ring.
That must have been great.
And I don't have the facilities that I guess you do at the Spiewak Empire.
Actually, it was from the Elston Estate.
It was from the Elston Estate.
Was,
well, you
yes.
both have these facilities.
We do.
Because you don't have a studio here.
Well, right. No. I don't record.
Boy, is it going to be one of those days.
It is. and I'm not able to defend myself.
He's not up to it today.
I know. Today I'm going to be a grease spot. And I know that when I leave the show today, I know I'm going to be a grease spot. I know
you're
going to
be fine.
But what I wanted to say.
Yes.
I want. Hi.
Sorry.
Hey, check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
it's good.
All right. Check that off your list.
It's good, right?
Anyway, what I wanted to say was I want to take a moment and spotlight something on the show because I didn't plan on it with my show prep today, but I want to spotlight this this individual who has achieved something rather significant today. Now, do we have a Wait Not commercial today?
We don't.
We
no.
don't, but we're going to do one now.
We should.
We're going to do an extra Wait Not commercial.
Value added. Is there a proper sponsor for the vignette?
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a second. the opening of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Vistaprint.com. If you need a business card, we all had ours made up. Where are we with our contest?
I'm waiting to hear back because it's, you know, they got to go through Vistaprint
there are parties.
Go through the channel.
Mark and I came up. Mark, you came up with it, right?
No,
was it your idea?
The Vistaprint was your idea.
It was
you
my
and Carla
idea.
Right, called me after a couple of drinks.
This was an incredible idea. This is good. Well, I did that last night too.
Okay.
Hi, Cappy. Sorry for waking you up.
No.
Wow. Even with the time difference.
No, I didn't wake her up. Stop it. The opening of the show.
Yeah.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you need a business card that makes a great impression and you need a great deal on those cards, go to Vistaprint.com right now. Vistaprint has thousands of designs on their website, or you can upload your own artwork like Buzz did and Rob did.
Yep.
Vistaprint's just launched a new and improved card without a price increase, and right now you can get 250 of these cards for just $10. That's half off the regular price. But if you enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner, Vistaprint will take care of you because they're wonderful, and we love them, and we all have our cards from Vistaprint. And really, with $10 for 250 cards,
that's less than a dollar a card.
You could get a. I'm trying to sell a product here.
As am I.
You're not helping.
We're all on the same side.
You know, I don't mind leaving. I don't mind leaving here as a grease spot, but for the love of God, please, when I'm doing the commercials, just leave me alone. Leave Mikey alone.
Leave alone.
Again, for half off those premium business cards, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. So I'm very serious when I say congratulations to our boy, Mr. Rob Spiewak, who has lost 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at that son of a bitch.
Damn.
I wanted to,
man, I am proud of you. Just, Jesus Christ, am I proud
That's
of you.
Great.
Really? Just briefly, when we first went to Iowa in the summer of 2010, and I think we both were pushing the level at that point.
We were.
I didn't
Those
realize
Those are pictures
that
are like...
I came home and I weighed in after that trip, and my scale did not register. And I've never told this before.
Really?
I had to actually go to the handbook for the scale. It says the scale has a top limit of 335 pounds.
Wow.
And when I weighed
that?
In, I got dash, dash, dash.
Wow.
And it really...
Incredible, Rob.
And it really freaked me out. So I know that I weighed at least 335.
Right.
And it was also cemented by the fact when I went to my gastro guy and I was complaining about some stuff. And he says, well, you know, your stomach really doesn't matter when you're dead and in the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, well, first of all, thank you for your bedside manner.
Wow.
But he said, look at you. You're 40. Mm-hmm. You've got high blood pressure. You're horribly overweight. You've got to do something about this or you're going to be dead. So then we had this great association with Weight Not. And after about a year, I weighed in this morning at 235 pounds.
Wow.
And
congratulations, man.
Wow. Through this whole thing, I've never revealed my actual weight. I've bandied about what I've lost and all that.
We
but
talked
to be
about
at 235
that on the show. It's embarrassing to even say it, even on the journey. It's very embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. And I also, I had to put some before and after pictures together.
Right.
And when I looked at some of the before pictures, I was saddened by them.
Right.
Because I really did look that bad. And I remembered how I felt. And it's made okay now because I hit a major goal today. And to lose, that's 20 bags of sugar.
It's incredible.
It's not just the weight loss. You've transformed and you've observed this. You've talked about this out loud. And I've heard others say this too, because of the exercise you're doing. You've never been this shape before.
I am a different shape. Clothes are fitting me different. I feel better each and every day.
That sounds a little gay.
Well,
yeah, you want to bang him?
Then I'm not trying hard enough.
But here's the great news. with the weight loss, with the transformation, Rob is finally going to be going out for his high school football team.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for me here. Armstrong.
What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd scene at the food line.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
I like that. I don't know. That's nice. Mr. Hand, will I pass this class? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. That's nice. I really like that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave your words on this board for all my classes to enjoy. Giving you full credit, of course, Mr. Spicoli.
All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you like to restate what you said when the mics were off?
Yeah, why did we all show up today?
Because we love the listener.
Well, anyway, we're downloaded more than 50 million times, heard in 150 countries worldwide. No. Anyway, our show, I was going to give the phone number, and then I went, no.
Good for you.
Really
Mike.
Not today.
No. Our show today is brought to you by the customized life-saving courses from Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers American Heart Association courses in Manassas, Loudoun, Springfield. A little more volume for my headphones,
you
Rob.
Bet.
But they can also bring those courses to your business, and the courses can be tailored to your schedule all in one day or spread out over several days. To get life-saving training for your business, call April.
April is over.
703. This is, I want to alert everyone.
Yes, please, okay. Get ready.
This is going to be a weird one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little odd.
703-822-9040. That's 703-822-9040. And like them on Facebook. Like them on Facebook.
That's right.
At NVCC AHA Training Center, let your employees take a class to save a life. And we thank April and all the people at NVCC. It's a big day here on the show. It's post-debate Friday.
Yes.
On the program today, debate night at the O'Mara's.
You hosted an event.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to... I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to survive these. I get too stressed out. We'll talk about it.
Too invested,
also,
man.
Buzz and I were going to talk about driving in Northern Virginia yesterday. We didn't get to that. We'll talk about it today. The attraction of pumpkin chunking.
Yeah.
A little psychoanalysis. Rob and I might be going out to the wine festival this weekend where they're going to feature pumpkin chunking.
Quarter mile of pumpkins sailing through the air.
Three quarters of a mile.
I'd like to have a round table on the psychology of why we dig that so much.
Okay, good. I'm ready for that.
Anyway.
How many tickets do you need?
Four.
Okay, you
got it. I'm bringing the whole brood out.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. We get freebies?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, well, the Speedway.
Why do you think Rob's coming?
I should have known.
I'll pay retail.
I should have known. No, you won't. No, you won't. Do you know that? No. Stop. Don't make me do this.
You're doing it.
No.
First of all, you're the one that dragged me into insulting me. I had every intention of playing besides kids get in free.
All right, hold on a second. Turn my mic down.
Okay.
And turn Rob's mic down.
Okay. You mean off?
Yes, off.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, they'll still pick
up. I'm going to say something to you, Rob.
Right? Okay.
All right. Okay.
I've got a very busy Sunday.
Oh, boy.
And you know what was great is that we killed our mics, but still no one else talked.
I know. Yeah, thanks, right. Guys. No, I really appreciate it. Oscar. Thanks, Buzz.
We wanted to hear. I wanted to know.
Yeah. Right. I want to restate the fact, why did we come in today?
We edited that out.
I posted on Facebook yesterday after, that was probably a little bit of it was debate, and it was also my day yesterday.
Did you have a day?
Yeah, just a very brief part of my day that ruined my day, and that was my third healthcare interview.
Oh, I saw that post on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'll go through it with everybody and I'll tell you all about it.
Please.
And it's just so, well, we'll get to it. Okay. I don't want to jump ahead here. A great movie back on cable. I'll give you a heads up on that. I love baseball. Congratulations to both the O's and the Nats.
Really?
Great day for local baseball. Mark's best buddy, Lowell Melser.
Or as we call him, the Orioles good luck charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Yankees lost, and now they're not all that excited in New York.
And incidentally, Ron Kirsch, you and your effing client, Fresh Balls, and your Yankee love. Fresh Balls, I don't care if they're ever on this radio
show.
That's
funny you say that. I had just reached out to him yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, he's Mr. Yankee. And he writes things like, when the Orioles came back and they were going to force a game on Thursday night, he had the classic Yankee post on Facebook and Ron said, that's okay. I wasn't doing anything Thursday anyway. Like they were going to close it out on Thursday.
Sure.
That is the Yankee arrogance that they have with all those championships. And I'm like, lick it, go O's.
Yeah.
And, you know, this postseason, because it's here in Washington, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yes.
But I am so enthralled with both the Nats, you know, with that incredible walk-off home run by Jason Worth yesterday, and the Orioles last night. I didn't see the game because I was watching the debate. But, boy, it's the baseball season. This is a great postseason, and I think the ratings are going to reflect that.
In honor of Baltimore, I think you should call it the postseason.
The what?
The postseason.
Postseason, Balmer Billy, way to go. I was going to do Baltimore Billy. I normally only do that when I watch the game so I can really talk about what happened. But apparently they did it last night.
Good job.
Yeah. So you guys.
They're very excited.
I'm working with three guys that have no idea.
We just don't follow baseball.
I was hammered.
We just don't follow baseball.
Are you going to go to a physician?
I did go to a doctor and he gave me a nasal spray for it that should help.
Yeah. It's great. Jesus. You know what's great? I went to him. I had a headache. He gave me a suppository.
Right, exactly.
No, well, but that was the source.
How was Dr. Apathy? All right, very good. Dr. Apathy's office. Anyway,
Apathy Associates of Fairfax, may I help you?
So we open the show, and we'll start the show today with your 100 pounds.
Right.
And you've got, it's a milestone for you, and you're also going to be doing a TV commercial.
I'm genuinely a little flipped out by this because I have never done a television commercial. I think the other primaries on the show have all done TV commercials, right? You've all done TV.
Yeah, at some point.
And I was asked by Wait Not.
Many.
I know, Mike. Very good. And with a monkey.
Weren't you the tomato?
Huh?
The tomato?
Oscar, I was the Shoppers Food Warehouse top quality tomato.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you for mentioning that.
That was off camera.
We'll get back to Robin.
Camera.
Yeah, I've been on camera. Right. Let's get the phone. Hello?
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling.
Mitt.
I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
Mitt.
So I can ask for your support.
Mitt, we're in the show. Hang up on
Rob.
I'm sorry about
that.
So, Rob, you're going to be doing your very first tele commercial?
Yeah, Wait Not is doing their, I think it's Wait Not's first television commercial.
Really?
And they wanted me as a success story. That's why I had to put together the before and after photos.
Right,
but also, there's going to be a live interview, and it's very funny when they reached out, they said, and there's going to be a makeup person and someone to do your hair. I said, well, that's terrific. Thank you so much.
Now, you have lost 100 pounds.
I have.
And did you have to get the scariest obese, fatty picture that you had?
Yeah, I did. And it is from that trip to Iowa.
Oh, what so huge.
So many to choose from.
Did I mention I've lost 30 pounds?
No, you haven't. Look at
that. You should have. Yeah, 30 pounds
That's
today.
That's excellent.
Today, 30 pounds today.
Congratulations. Very happy about that. That's significant.
So I have to be in Washington, D.C. at, I think, 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Are you going to a TV studio?
Yes.
Oscar is such trouble. Did they ask RJ to be in the TV commercial?
I don't know, but it would be hard for him to do it. What with him being out of town? I'm sure he declined.
Why is he not calling us or even checking in with us
anymore? I don't know. I think he's sad.
Really?
I think he's
wouldn't
sad.
Wouldn't surprise me. And I am surprised we haven't heard from him.
All right, hold on. Let's check in with him.
Do any of you heard of this facility?
I want to check in on his weight loss.
Anyone?
Well, I do.
Well, that's a fair,
do you know kidding?
A fair question.
I think we need to check up on him.
Have any of you heard of a facility downtown? It's in Northwest called Bella Faccia Studios.
No.
Is that where they, I know exactly where you're talking. It's off F Street?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's where
it's called Pretty Face.
You're a natural. You'll do fine.
I hope so, because all I know is the last time I did any significant television was in college when I'm majoring in broadcasting, and all my teachers said, you're so good at radio.
That's the NPR.
Hello?
Who is it?
Yeah, I think it is. They used to film PTI there at one point, I think.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I'm not sure that the plug works with the case on it.
That may be the problem.
You might need to take the
put them on speaker. Do the old...
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
There we go. Now.
That's how we recorded Mitt Romney.
Hello, RJ.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, RJ.
RJ, what are you doing?
Well, I was listening to Rob talking about his commercial coming up.
Yeah, and now...
Try plugging in, Mike. Do try plugging in, because I think it should work now.
Now that the case is off of it.
Oh, you
threw
cable?
Did you throw it?
I spit the bit. Hold on, RJ.
No, you didn't spit the bit.
All right, hold on just a second.
I think this will help.
Well, it's a horse term.
Hello?
Nope, still not. No, sorry.
All right, hold on.
And now back to the speakerphone.
RJ, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Ah, very good. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. I was enjoying listening to Rob talking about his TV commercial coming up.
That's right. Were you asked to be on the TV commercial?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, and how are you doing with the weight loss?
I'm stable.
Uh-oh.
Now, why did
that's not uh-oh.
Wait, why did Mark say uh-oh?
No, that's good.
Why
is stable is good?
Why did you say uh-oh?
For horses?
Well,
Mark said uh-oh.
He hesitated and then said stable, and I feel like maybe there's a problem.
Some people on this show, RJ, I don't know who they are, and I'm not going to name names, might indicate that you might be gaining back a few of your LBs. Is that true? I said it's not true. There's not a chance.
People, Mike, I think it was specifically you.
how did he know?
So, true or not true? And be honest with me, RJ.
I have gained a few, yes.
Okay, all right.
How many is a few?
Rob wanted to know how many is a few, RJ.
I said about 15.
Okay.
15.
How many bags of sugar is that?
But no, it's three bags. It's three bags.
All three bags.
But what's amazing is that, RJ, that still leaves you well over 100 pounds lost, right?
RJ?
You have to repeat the question, I suppose, Mike.
Did you hear what Rob said?
No, I didn't.
He said that still leaves you over 100 pounds down, correct?
Yes, I'm about 108 pounds.
That's excellent.
That's fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
An amazing accomplishment.
That's not uh-oh, Mark. That's hooray.
And so we're calling, this is kind of a, not an intervention, but like a support call for you.
Yeah.
No, it's just a visit.
Well,
it's
I needed that because I actually have a call into Christy to get some of that support.
Excellent.
I need some.
Okay, good.
A little bit of difficulty.
All right. Well, that's good.
Excellent.
That's because you're away and you're alone and you're in a hotel and a lot of meals out. And I know that's a challenge for you. And I hope you do very well because we love you and we want you to continue with the weight loss.
And if you get good and thin, RJ,
well,
you can
I want to continue. I had a plan on being below 200 before the end of the year, and I've got to work really hard now to get there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, at least you're on it, and that's really seriously one of the reasons I wanted to call you today to find out
to check in
and congratulate Rob for reaching the milestone you reached of losing. 100 pounds.
Three digits.
Yeah, Rob, congratulations to that, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
And Oscar's an ass. I just wanted to say
that.
Oscar, what was he doing?
He's just looking at me. He's looking at me with, like, smiling, hungover eyes. And it's making me laugh because I have smiling, hungover eyes as well.
Really, between the four of you, your eyes...
He was doing some exercise or stretching. Was he having a cramp?
He's got a bad back. He's got a bad back.
He fell down.
And he's drinking Pedialyte.
Oscar's eyes look like the Bolivian flag.
No muscle milk.
Let me tell you something, RJ. You've seen me with these shows. I just want to get through this day. I just want to get your. I have 70 minutes that I have to fill every day. It's a minimal task. It really is, and I love what I do. Just want to get through it. But
70 minutes a day, Mike. Imagine if it was 180 minutes.
Yeah,
really.
That would be. You know what? And that's why I don't do that anymore.
We would have canceled.
He is so RJ.
How is the job going?
What job?
The job is wonderful.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
I'm doing very well.
Good.
I'm doing very well.
Mike, the job is stable.
Not surprised.
Do you think? You are a dick. You're both dicks. Do you think you're going to be a permanent resident of Tampa? You think you're going to be staying down there?
I don't know. There's been a lot of activity here relative to that. A lot of transitions. A lot of people have left. A lot of people are coming in. So it's a high volume place.
You have a good friend network down there. I mean, is you getting some hot Cuban trim?
Oh yes, I'm plenty of that.
Okay,
sure.
So things are going well. When are you going to be moving out of the assisted living facility? I mean the extended stay facility.
I may stay there through the holidays, and then January do something different.
That'll be nice. Will you have a little Christmas tree in your room, or?
You know, I did make what? My move.
Jesus, everybody is picking on him. He is.
Yeah, what's going on now? See, I can't.
Rob is writing down things for me to say to you. RJ Diaz is the baller.
The baller.
Come to my extended stay facility and see my balls on my tree.
Well, I'm going to be down in Florida in January, and I hope we get together a couple of times so we can hang out. I'll be down
is
there
that
for
when
three
you two
weeks.
Will exchange presents?
Yes, we will exchange
we will.
Presents.
You're going to be doing the show from the house.
I'll be doing the show from the house, and we will have RJ back on the show, hopefully, if he can make it down for a couple of days. Rob's giving the thumbs up.
Double thumbs up.
You know me, Florida Casa, es su Florida Casa.
I know, and I appreciate that. Mike.
All right, what are you writing down? All right, Oscar has referred to you as the cheese baller.
That's just mean.
Okay, they're mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
You know, he's going to regret this phone ringing.
No,
whenever
never.
We call him on the show.
Never. He'll love it.
RJ, the reason we're calling you is because we miss you, and we love you, and we hope you're doing well down there.
I miss you guys, too, and just so that you know, I do, every day I can, I get a chance to watch some minutes live, not the whole show. But I listen to every show every afternoon.
So just like when
Thank
you were
you.
Here.
Okay, well, you take care of yourself and stay in touch. Give us a call or a text once
Love
in a while.
Love you, man.
Let us know what's going on, all right?
I will. Rob, you look awesome, buddy.
Same to you, RJ. Keep on keeping on.
Oscar, wake up, will you?
Okay. Bye, RJ.
Keep in touch.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
RJ Diaz.
Let him go as planned.
That's what do you mean?
He's really sad down there.
You know, I think next time we have him on the new theme song, we should do the sad violin music.
I think so. Or maybe just something really melodramatic.
Yeah, that was...
Like something from a Bette Davis movie.
He's genuinely eating his emotions.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No. I'm not being mean. Are you saying that the mini fridge and the extended stay is empty?
I'm trying to it is stocked.
I started,
really?
I started to scold you for that, and then
there
I realized you
good.
Were right.
Yeah.
Hello, RJ. How are you? Anyway.
I just wanted to say... Rob looks great.
He looks great. You know, I miss him. I guess I do.
I do, too. Yeah.
I know we I kick the crap out of him all the time, but I miss the guy. All right,
well,
speaking
of... The room feels empty. So, real, before you close it, any advice for me for the TV spot? Because I don't know what
Just
I'm doing.
Just be yourself.
No, you do know what you're doing.
Seriously?
Forget it? About... seriously, it sounds jive. It sounds trite.
You really want me to be me? That's crisis
you should
right
be
there.
Yourself.
First of all, you've been on television.
Yeah, but I've never done a commercial.
But
you're good at it.
It's nothing... You know, it's easier. Because you'll have either lines and, you know, just don't be aware of the camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, if you look at the camera, you know, the worst thing is if they shot they shoot you with a two shot and you stare at the camera when you're supposed to be looking at the reporter or the interview. Right?
The other thing I'm worried about is the craft service table for a weight nut shoot is probably not going to be that great.
you won't have
something.
One. Are they shooting it in D.C.?
Yeah, it's in Northwest.
I think it's at the PTI studios.
PTI? What's
well,
that?
There's
Pardon the interruption?
Right, yeah, there's right. a... Well, they used to have their studios right in D.C.
You're such a radio TV fan.
What are you talking
you're
about?
You're just such a little nerd, Nick.
The facility, Mike, is a call.
The PTI studio where Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon work.
He's a called.
I listen to him every day.
I watch on TV.
He's a called Bella Faccia Studios in Washington, D.C.
Oh, Robbie, you come in. You do your interview. It'll be so good. It'll be so fun. Oh,
but
you were so fat before. Now you're so thin.
I was so happy I might even cry.
Oh,
but then I'll be happy.
Think about Jerry Lewis and how his presence on camera touched you and do everything opposite of that.
You know, I wanted to. I'm glad
Jerry
you brought
Lewis
that up.
Touched him?
Because as we were talking about, we have a good bonus show that drops today. Mm-hmm. And I told Mark as we were leaving yesterday at the end of the bonus show.
I love it when you say that too. I like that. Sounds cool.
What?
It drops today.
It does drop today.
Makes it sound like we had an album.
In my entire life, I've seldom yelled at my wife, at my kids. I don't really yell, but you got me to yell yesterday about Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
It's really funny. That's how much
is
Jerry
it your anniversary
to
today?
It is.
So you're not going to be in Iowa, so you have a proper anniversary with
we
your bride.
We will. Yes, actually, yeah.
What are you doing for
it? We are going out to watch Pumpkin Junkin'. No.
You're not taking her out to dinner?
I can't go out to dinner tonight. My shoot's tomorrow.
She is always.
It's all about you.
You know
huh?
what? Let me. I don't say this very often.
Right.
About the poor put upon Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Understanding
her life is misery.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Rob.
16 years.
It's all about you. The opening segment's been all about you today.
Well, what about RJ?
Now I'm going to make it Carrie.
Okay.
I mean, Carrie, wow. First it was Iowa where you were on the road
taking
just getting drunk every night with us.
Taking her out on Sunday, though.
You're taking her out to a free
event
that's
we're
practically
doing brunch.
A station appearance.
We're doing brunch.
Where are you going to do your
where,
brunch?
Yeah.
Rob is, no, you can't say what you told me. I won't ruin it for you.
Thank you.
Since you're doing your TV commercial.
Right.
But I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Because I live vicariously through you.
Very valid. But we are going to Quench on Sunday morning.
Oh, good.
And
right.
You know, the thing that's great about that
is. Will you be paying for brunch there?
We shall see. Probably not. But I will tip wonderfully
imagine
to
that.
Make it
weird.
A happy anniversary.
Weird.
Are you buying her an anniversary gift? Do you get now? I know you don't.
I was
give
prohibited
each other
from buying an anniversary gift
because you're so bad at it.
No, because we're broke.
Do you ever reach for your wallet during a given week? Do you ever do
that? No, never do, Mike.
This is kind of a variation.
For example,
this is a variation on the bonus show.
Yes.
For example, Mike,
passionate fans.
When we needed a present for Buzz, I know. I never reached for my wallet.
Right, right. No, but you've never purchased your wife a gift, have you?
She said no. I did. She did wake this morning. I'm guessing she's awake by now.
Yes.
She wasn't awake when I left.
Right.
But there's cards waiting for her from myself and the kids.
Uh-huh.
And
well, that's the thought. That
did
counts.
You make them?
I bought them. Oh, I reached okay. for my wallet.
It's 16 years, right?
It is 16 years. Now, my marriage is old enough to drive.
What is that, mud?
Hate. It's the year of hate. The gift of hate. And also, she
is
had
she going to get you a gift?
Probably. Yeah. No.
Doesn't she work in a retail center?
She does, but for women's clothes. I don't know.
Still, is there a men's clothing or any other type of store near where she works?
Of course. She okay. works at the Leesburg Outlet.
Oh, she does?
Yes, you knew that.
Well, no, I forgot that. I forgot. Well, yes, Oscar.
Would you say that after 16 years of marriage that your marriage is stable?
I would. I would absolutely say that.
That's a good thing.
It is very stable.
That's a good thing.
Happier than ever.
You know, you shouldn't bring up things like that.
What?
You know? Because certain people are sensitive to that.
Who?
Anyway, let's move on.
But I do love her more than ever.
Of course you do.
I knew it would be this kind of show.
And do you remember the wedding, and I hadn't brought this up yet,
yeah.
is that when we all got to the church, that what we saw in the parking lot, and I like to bring this story out once in a while.
Drink your Pedialyte, Oscar.
Sorry.
When we got to my wedding, it was 16 years ago this very day, and yes. what did you see in the parking lot but Rudy Martsky sitting in his car with a beer? Or
a
so
beer
it seemed.
That was a beer can television
right.
set.
He
right.
had to cover the Wisconsin game the day of my wedding.
He didn't have to cover it.
So that was his claim.
That was his claim. He was watching the Badgers, and that's right. what he cared about, not your wedding.
He was sitting
dick.
In the church parking lot with what looked like a can of Coors Light.
Right.
He was watching it.
And he was watching television on
a beer can radio, and I will never forget that
beer
day.
Beer can television.
Television,
right. And I will never forget that day for the other reason that was the day that Rudy Martsky discovered that there's a different way to cut and eat your meat. He called everyone's attention to the
what?
Fact at the table where we were having dinner.
I've never heard this.
Oh, I haven't heard
oh,
this
you
either.
Have. No, you know, I was doing the European thing where you hold the fork with the left hand and you cut the meat with your right hand
yeah.
right.
with the knife and then you take a bite.
Yeah.
Rudy had never, apparently, had never seen this before in his entire life.
What?
He's
what?
A grown man. And it frightened and shocked him and he called it to the attention of everyone at the table only to be told by everyone at the table, Rudy, that's perfectly normal.
That's the way
well,
people
would,
normally
right.
do
it. How would he do it?
He'd eat it with his hands.
Many people in the U.S., I think the tradition was to change hands, to move the fork to the right hand and then take a bite that way.
Hmm. Really?
But it just,
God,
it,
he's stupid.
It shocked and yeah. confounded him. And
he's
I'll never forget that day.
Who was this guy?
Rudy Martsky.
He was the TV columnist for USA Today.
In the sports section.
And he was a regular on the Don and Mike show.
Right.
And we became very good friends with him, due in large part to the fact that he knew everybody in sports television.
Oh, he did.
And he gained us entree into so many different parties and functions. He was the one that first got us tickets to the commissioner's party.
Yep.
He knew everybody. He especially was good friends with John Madden. And he knew everybody that was anybody in TV sports. Jim Nance was introduced to us through Rudy Martsky.
Wow. We met Al Michaels' teeth.
Right.
We found out that Al Michaels was a pure dick through Rudy Martsky. And he was just a great guy.
And eventually USA Today realized that his job was really pointless, and they let him go.
Well, I disagree. It really wasn't pointless. What they did is, Rudy was really, he was referred to on many occasions as America's guest. And Rudy would stay, at TV personalities' houses.
Oh, wow.
He'd be on vacation.
Always
constantly.
Traveling.
He truly was the taker.
He had
he
a golf tournament.
I was the taker.
And he was an amazing character and a great partier. And so was his wife, the Mouse. And Rudy just
the
partied.
Mouse? That's
that was her name.
Yeah.
She was little.
Phyllis.
And she drank box wine.
Oh,
and she was
awesome.
Just an amazing lady. And they were crazy fun. And Rudy had not only TV friends, but in the Reston, Virginia area, he also had a bunch of different local friends that were all characters.
Yeah.
Like Sal.
Sal was great.
Sal was his buddy, and he would always ask us to come out to his house, and you'd go to Rudy's house because you never knew who was going to be there. And you'd see Steve Buckhantz, and you'd see TV personalities, and he knew George Michael, and Rudy was just an amazing guy.
He had
guy.
Two great sons, too.
Yes.
And just a really great guy. The
I
last
took
time,
one of his sons out in Atlanta one time. Yeah, I gave his son an evening he'll never forget.
You went to the ballet.
In Atlanta, yes. I took him out to see some of the finer sights in Atlanta.
Cultural.
With I believe that I had given myself a stipend for the evening.
Oh,
that was
interesting.
That I remember Rudy's son was very, very impressed at the stipend that I had brought to
the
cultural event.
Stayed under budget?
Yes, I did. And also
$1 at a time?
And he was a little more than that, right?
Well, sometimes,
and,
sure.
And, what his son was impressed with was the fact that due probably in large part to this stipend, I was suddenly extraordinarily popular in this one cultural attraction. I think we went to see the Cheetahs.
I recall. It's a great show.
And I still remember, there are certain individuals that can wear the Daisy Duke outfit and certain that can't. And there was a lady that really could.
Wow.
And I believe that I was, I'm not sure what his first name was, but the young boy Martsky was considered me a hero from that point on.
Name was Art.
And Rudy, confronted me in a friendly way the next day at lunch.
Hey, you doing?
Hey, Mike. I understand you took my kid out to a pretty good night, huh?
That's right.
All
right.
You know, the last time I saw Rudy, it was amazing. He was doing well, and his eyes operating totally independent of one another.
Sitting up and eating cake. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we haven't talked about the debate. We'll talk about it next right here. Hey, Rob and I were just talking about it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Enjoy breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge Mountains, taste amazing Virginia wines, and listen to great bands all day long. This really is, I was on their website yesterday, this looks like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
What a beautiful, beautiful
perfect
spot.
To go.
Absolutely stunningly beautiful. I think out in that part of Virginia, we're going to hit those leaves at close to their peak.
I think you're right.
It's going to be great. There'll be, and the most important thing, the reason Rob's going, the reason I'm going with the family, pumpkin chunking.
It's amazing.
What is that, you might ask? Well, it's throwing pumpkins in the air a whole lot of distance and watching them smash.
Not just throwing them, it's using engineered catapults.
With a 3/4 mile range.
Wow.
I've never had a commercial where I've been able to say that. It all happens this weekend. That's Friday through Sunday, and it's going to be at the Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia, just off Route 50. Get out there and check it out, really. They have sold an amazing amount of advance.
And that's just pre-sale, right?
Tickets, yes.
Wonderful.
And it's going to be very, very busy. And I'm hoping Sunday, Redskins playing Sunday morning?
They are.
I'm hoping that that'll slow it down because I'll TiVo my Redskins. I'm going to go out there on Sunday, but I don't think
nice.
So.
Did you just say my Redskins?
You did.
Mike O'Mara's Redskins.
Yeah, my Redskins.
Of course, you love
your
team.
Say that.
I do.
Don't say that.
Giants.
Thank you. Hold on. We're in the middle of a commercial. No, we're not taking that. We're not taking
don't
that.
Answer it,
okay,
Rob.
Don't answer it.
All right. After the commercial's up. For more details, visit historiclongbranch.com, where advanced discount tickets are on sale till October 10th. Take the kids and take in the fall colors. The Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. Hello.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
Mitt.
So I can ask for your support and maybe answer any questions you might have.
Mitt, Jesus, we're doing the show, please. I don't
right
know
now,
why. Mitt, we're doing
the
Mitt.
At some point
we're doing
campaign
the show, and you've got a debate to prepare for. You should be on the phone with him. Hang up, Rob.
Okay. He doesn't give up
sorry
easily.
Jesus. Maybe he'll call back.
All right, debate night in America. I had my wonderful, delightful.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Okay, that the wonderful neighbors, Richard and Nancy, came over last night. I do look at it, like Buzz said, as a sporting event.
Yeah.
I was so pleased with our team last night. I am a fan. I've been a fan. You know, 37% of the country, according
like
to certain polls, don't care for Mr. Biden. I'm a Joe Biden lover. I think he's the real deal. I think he does speak from the heart, and I think he's been through unimaginable tragedy in his own life.
That is true.
That he doesn't go out really and hype all that much. The fact, thank God, that he referenced it last night, because you know when everybody's going for the sympathy vote, I think it's really important.
Right. Well, the other guy brought up the car wreck.
Yeah, and Joe should point out.
Well, as you know, Mitt's a car guy.
Yeah, he's a car guy.
What?
But you know, the polls are saying it was a dead heat, and
are lying.
But no, but I think I understand that. I think you're going to see a bump. Or at least the momentum stopped
the
Romney
hemorrhaging. Yeah.
Yeah, and he needed to do that. And what you know, they talk about energizing the base. I have become aware of several things during this political season. One, the whole concept of energizing the base.
Right.
I never understood what that was until this particular election, because I'm the base they're talking about energizing.
Right.
It's happened to me on two separate occasions.
Ups
now
and downs.
It happened to me when that tape was released of the 47%.
Right.
That really
right
pissed me off, and it kind of got me
fired
jacked
up.
Yep. And then last night when I watched Joe Biden, I just enjoyed it. And I think I looked at Rob earlier in the kitchen. I said, you know, if you were going to go into a radio station general manager's office,
right,
which guy would you want sitting across the desk?
Mm-hmm. No.
Give me Joe Biden. Yeah. Give me Joe Biden. You know, loose cannon, speaks off the cuff.
Right.
Instead of that.
Yeah, Paul Ryan looks more like a PD.
He really does.
You know what? You're
there's
right
not many people that who are going to understand
so
that comment,
true
but it's true.
He
that
does true. He looks like every PD that's effed us.
Yeah.
And he looks like he wouldn't care.
No.
He just comes across as that.
He's a weasel.
And, you know, that on the heels of seeing every television network showing those pictures of him with a backwards cap, pumping his iron.
Yeah.
What a douche.
I think last night's debate did something that I predicted would happen more in the first debate, but I'm seeing it more, is all it did was sort of re-cement what people already thought.
Sure.
I don't think that anyone
brought things back to center.
Yeah, it did center things. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to change anybody who was undecided.
Agreed.
I don't think anyone really glimmered last night.
Would I be
but
accurate?
I do think that if you were a Ryan supporter going in or a Biden supporter going in, you're going to see what you like in the candidate that you liked before the debate.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Would I be accurate in saying that we have all, and I know I'm being one-sided.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
But I would I be accurate in saying we've all known somebody like a Paul Ryan? We've all met a guy like
oh,
a
oh,
Paul
sure
Ryan.
God,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The way he, even the way the cadence, the way he talks with the, you know, kind of gets all the words out real fast like that. And
I've never met anyone as thirsty as him.
Wow, he did do that.
God,
I will tell you.
Looked like you, Mike.
I said this. If you guys remember, I know I've said this on the air at some point.
Right.
But Joe Biden, he loves his piano keys.
Oh, his
he
teeth.
He loves those store-bought teeth more than anything. When Joe got his
laugh.
When he got his Da Vinci veneers, and I don't know when he got them, he said, I'm not going to. He said, I got cheated on my hair plugs.
God did he.
I am not going to get cheated on my store-bought teeth.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what? And if I had those on the show, I would be constantly going,
yeah, me too.
Him too.
He should sell ads on them.
But Mr. The liberal lion of the Mike O'Mara show, What did you think, Mr. Burbank?
The debate, I was very excited, disproportionately excited about the debate going into it last night. And maybe I built up my expectations too much because overall, at the end of it, I thought, well, that's how a debate should go. But it wasn't the event that I was really hoping for. That said, I think Biden did a great job. I think in many ways, I think it was a tie. With Biden maybe winning by a nose. I think it was very close. And I read an analyst this morning, I mentioned this later, that anytime the incumbent, anytime it's a tie, the win goes to the incumbent.
Right.
And I think that was the case last night as
Would
well.
Would you say also almost... do or die, essential.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That he at least have a draw in
Biden,
that situation.
Biden won by not only landing some punches, but by not gaffing.
Right.
And I think that Ryan lost by not knocking down his opponent.
Okay.
I don't think he delivered any serious blows to Joe Biden, and that's why we're back where we were. I mean,
let's go to the undecided vote. Oscar Santana.
In fairness.
Incidentally, those undecided people, right. I've said this before with other right. elections, they're lying. They all lie.
No, I'm really undecided. Though when I was
I'm talking about the people that were in the TV. I know you're undecided, yeah. But I'm talking about the people that were in the studio with the little meters.
Oh, I gotcha.
Still watch it on CNN. I'm addicted to CNN. I watch CNN. That's what I watch my debate coverage.
I was hammered at one point last night.
At one point.
And I was high.
Jesus, there's only a level that you get to occasionally when you have to bring in baby water. And
yeah,
you actually have Pedialyte with
I think
him today.
You're supposed to give 2 tablespoons to an infant. I drink the whole thing.
I wish you were sitting over here.
So, I think I was yelling trickle-down economics in the bar. And I'd made a
did you go to a political bar instead of like a sports bar?
No,
what bar were you at?
I was in Clarendon, just a regular hip bar, but I was so hammered.
So you're a hip bar, Mike. Yeah,
but a regular one.
Yes.
Let me just say this. When Oscar Santana...
Yeah.
When Oscar's body in the evening, anytime after 8 o'clock at night, crosses over the Arlington County line in Virginia, it's going to be a party night.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm just going no to go to it. A hip bar or right. something. And
I was surrounded with very successful people.
Right.
And I think I made a pact to vote for Romney as well.
Have you ever slept at CK's... one-bedroom apartment in Jism Towers?
No, I slept at Todd's. Actually, I had slept at CK's years ago.
CK has. You know,
Old PD.
Seriously, what might as well be an apartment that could not be in a nicer building, uh-huh. but really the size of like a good-sized minivan.
The best location in the world.
The best location.
That's what it's all about.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you look cute. You can come right upstairs.
So what I heard is that... that Ryan had a good zinger to Biden
yes.
when he said, we talked about gaffes and things, the 47%.
Right.
I don't know if we have the audio there, but the bottom line is that I liked that Biden was out there and he was barking. He was going, after him.
And I think really, you don't want to overanalyze it. You don't want to oversell it. You don't want to over, what's the word I'm looking for?
Put too much weight in it?
I don't want to blow this out of proportion, right. but I really think there's a chance he might have just set the gold standard, both of these guys, for what a debate should be.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was good. It was very entertaining.
The Joe Lieberman, Dick Cheney debate, you can kiss my ass with that. I don't want to see these guys, especially with what our country has become and the divisiveness that we have in this country. Okay, if there's this much divisiveness, if you're saying things like, our goal mm-hmm. is not to do anything other than not get this president reelected. If that's the kind of mindset, well, then get out there on a stage and duke it
right.
the frig out.
And you can see people really buying in. I took Todd and his friend went home early, and I took a car to Todd's house because I was sleeping at his house.
Okay.
And I took my driver to... to Mario's Steak and Cheese place in Clarendon.
Oh, you were that loaded?
Yes.
Let me explain right. Mario's.
You have to pass a BAC to get in there.
I have been to Mario's one time sober.
Yeah.
Every other time.
And I bet it wasn't as good, was
alone.
It?
You
Mario's, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Every town, every city, probably has these sub places. They make subs that really you should call a paramedic when they're.
Do
when
you know what? I think their cornerstone sandwich is the cheeseburger sub.
It is absolutely
so good,
and they have a breakfast sub too. Mm-hmm. That is just it's amazing.
Lipitor sub.
So yeah. I was so excited.
Went to Mario.
I was so excited that the driver was talking politics. Right, I was like, yeah.
Oscar in his car.
I said, you know what we should do? We should get a steak and cheese and talk about this. So I got,
you were loaded.
No. So I got him a sub.
He became your best buddy.
Myself a sub.
Oh, my God.
That's nice.
You bought the driver a sub?
Drive me and let me feed you.
Jesus. All
and
right.
He took me back to time.
So you didn't even watch the debate for Christ.
No.
No, I didn't. Anyway, it was fun to watch. It's political theater. Go ahead,
a lot of Republicans criticizing Biden this morning for the laughing and the smiling and the interrupting.
That's all they got.
I didn't have a problem with that.
No, I didn't.
I mean, I didn't. It wasn't out of control. It wasn't disrespectful.
Think it was? You didn't think it was rude? That's what I heard.
No,
I hear a lot of Republicans saying that, but it's a debate. It seemed perfectly in place.
If it's rude, what did the president say yesterday? I was too polite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
It's a debate, and you know, it's not like he's going "F you." Yeah. He's laughing, going, "Hey, you young whippersnapper douche."
Right. The most recent poll says that Biden won, and that the loser is the makeup person for the moderator.
What was her name?
God. Martha Raddatz. I thought she did a great job.
She was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. She was.
She was engaged.
I would like to see her from more of a distance.
And incidentally, Jim Lehrer, it's time to retire that fossil.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He was great in his day, but it's his time is
passed. And I think you can look forward to the next one. I believe it's Candy Crowley, who is guilty of being
She'll
hot.
Be good and hot.
I think she's going to be good. I think she's going to be terrific, and I am a...
You want to see some of her candy corn?
Oh, God. Jesus.
It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of her looks, because the fact is I think she is probably the best at what she does in the business. I mean that sincerely. I think she's absolutely incredible.
She's going to have
to be great
to top Martha's performance last night.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really terrific.
And then the last debate is the guy from TMZ, right? Harvey Levin?
That's perfect.
No, it's going to be the kid with the long hair from TMZ.
Oh, he's great.
That's it. Wouldn't you love to see him get hit by a bus?
Yeah.
One last thing. Yesterday, I have spun out of my previous depression. Yes, I was so down.
Why?
I was so down yesterday. I went through my third healthcare interview.
What happened? I haven't heard this.
Here's the drill. You fill out the form with a broker, an insurance broker, and then they said they might be calling you back to fill in some details. Uh-huh. Well, they always call you in to fill in some details.
Of course.
Right.
And so I started out with this young lady who was, or old lady, I have no idea how old she was. She was on the phone. She was out there somewhere in Minnesota. And I was very polite, and I was actually kind of upbeat. I was in a kind of a good mood yesterday. We had a great show.
Right.
Was feeling good about the bonus show that we did. Mark had texted me about the bonus shows being on a roll, which I agreed with. Mm-hmm. And I just feeling good about this, as I often do. This brings me a lot of happiness in my life. And so I was up, and then I was up at the beginning of the interview. Mm-hmm. And during the course of the interview, is going through my sleep apnea and my knee surgery, and my back surgery, and she's going through all this. Knee surgery, fully recovered from. Back surgery, fully recovered from. And she's going through all of the health issues, and I am slowly and surely just getting worn the F.
And it happens.
This, knowing that, I know what the drill is. They're wasting my time. They're taking a huge chunk of my time so that they will ultimately send me the notice that they have declined me.
Right.
And it's going to happen Tuesday. Well, I was told it was going to be Friday. And when they didn't call me, I said, well, maybe this is going to be an exception to the rule. As soon as the phone call came in that it was from her, and I was pleasant, and I became less pleasant and less pleasant.
Right.
And at the end of the conversation, I put this on Facebook. I said, what was the day you said they'll notify me of my decline? And no laugh on her end. This is somebody who fills out a form for the underwriter,
right?
Of course.
Who goes nameless. The underwriter, just a little window into our completely and totally f***ed healthcare system in the United States.
Right here.
Never has personal contact with a human being.
No, should the underwriter?
That might just set off compassion.
It might as well
after all, it's just your life that they hold in their hands.
Might as well be Undertaker. I mean, look at it. And she doesn't have any context. So the drill is a very pleasant, very polite lady helps you fill in all the details.
Well, she loves her job. It's
and
easy.
details about, you know, are you recovered from it? You know, and I'm sitting there with this, and they said, sleep apnea. Did you get treatment for it? Yeah, I said, I got a machine. I said, are you using the machine, and is it working? I said, it's working beautifully. I love the thing. Knee surgery. Are you on any medications for knee surgery? No, I'm not. Back surgery. Are you fully recovered? Yes, I'm fully recovered from that. Do you take any medicine for this? And it just goes on, and
right.
It goes on, and it goes on. And at the end of this, I said this to the lady, let me know when I'm declined. And I got off the phone, and I just said, why? Why am I even going through this exercise? Because, you know, they're going to decline me. They've done it before. And the fact is, if they don't, I'm still going to be, you know, having riders and little deductibles and things that are going to make my health insurance much more watered down than the average, say, 25-year-old. And it really sucks. I was so depressed yesterday that I went to a website that talks about people that actually become expatriates to get health care. Because I said, if something were to happen to me now, today, it could take everything that I've learned, everything that I've had.
Wipe you out.
It is the number two, maybe the number one cause of people losing their homes in America.
Do you think I should take the instant replays home with me today? Just in case.
I was so completely down. And it's funny that when I post this on Facebook, I will get sympathy, 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 sympathy. And then every, like, 30th person will be the person
one
that will say something along the lines of, well, Mike, you know, if you were to lose weight, well, I've lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, I got that too. Yeah. If you took better care of yourself.
If you're taking better care. Well, but there are thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people that
who are obese, who
are
smoke,
obese, that
who
have an
other
issue.
Problems.
You know, they have problems. It's the human condition.
Right.
And even if you are healthy as a horse, you might have a pre-existing condition.
I feel lucky to have insurance at all. And I've been told as recently as yesterday in the doctor's office, you're lucky you even have insurance when you consider what's on your medical records. And I want to point out that as if I haven't had enough real health problems over the course of my life recently, there are imagined health problems in my records that I cannot get expunged. I cannot get them removed.
Right.
The hospital, when I was in there the last time for the pneumonia, claimed at some point, or at least provided evidence that led the insurance company to believe that I had had a heart attack while I was in the hospital. Well, that never happened.
Right.
There was no heart attack.
Yeah, we were there.
It never happened.
You were under, but you weren't having a heart attack.
No.
We were watching that.
And yet there it is in the records, and because it's in the records and because I cannot get it expunged from the records, it's now become the truth, even though it isn't.
Well,
again, I'm lucky. It's not the best insurance policy in the world. I'm lucky to even have one at all.
And, you know, this is it for me, folks. I have, for many, many years, tried to ride a fence and try to be moderate, and I have an issue now. And I don't care if Tuesday I get a phone call that says I've gotten health insurance. Still doesn't matter. Yeah. This is going to be my numero uno. I'm going to be doing in charity events. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life until I feel like we have a system that actually works in this country. I'm going to be active, and I'm going to be an activist in this. And I have to figure out where I go and who I help with.
I've heard from listeners. I talked to one. She has cancer, and she's uninsured. She's in the same situation you are
right
now. Only she has cancer.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and it's just all she can do to keep it together. There's a lot of this going around, and I mean by the millions.
I'm going to say this because a lot of people say, "Well, it's my job. It's what I do." To you, underwriters out there. Okay, I think we should put a stigma on these insurance healthcare underwriters, the same kind of stigma for people that repossess cars. It's the same deal.
Evil.
It's the same deal. Don't feel good about yourselves. Mm-mm. You know, you're not in contact with the public. You don't deal with people every day, but you deny people every
That's
day.
That's their job.
Hundreds of thousands of people. Their job is to do that.
Right.
And if they're doing their job well, they're getting people. And it is disgraceful. It is horrible. There are 50 countries in front of us that do it,
That's true.
You know, and they take care of their people and they take care of their society. And I just thought
I'd throw that out. If patently sneaky evil people like the Canadians can do it,
yes,
why can't we?
And they talk about there's a really important. I'll be done with this, but I'm sorry. I'm going to continue to talk about it.
Do not be sorry.
There is a huge distinction when you hear people say we have the best healthcare system in the world. We don't have the best healthcare system. I believe we are a country with the best doctors.
We're advanced.
I really do believe that. I think we've got the best physicians in the country.
The potential
specialists,
is there.
Doctors. Our system is horrible.
Not so much, right?
Because our system involves the health insurance industry.
And that's what ruined it.
That is designed to make
yep.
money and only that.
Yep.
It is not designed to care. To call it health care is a misnomer. So that's my last word on it. We'll take a break. We'll come
said.
Back with Rob's very abbreviated magic audio.
Just
ball.
A taste, my
right after this. Oh, boy. We running late today. Brought to you our third segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have extra cash for the holidays?
I'd love that.
It sure would. And if you could refinance your house or get yourself a great deal on a mortgage to save you thousands, hundreds of dollars, it might be a real good idea to do that at LendingTree.com. TryLendingTree.com. It wants to remind you that mortgage rates are now as low as 3.125%. You can go to TryLendingTree.com. All you have to do is fill out one simple form, and then they let 200 lenders compete for your business. These guys will contact you. You pick the one you like, and you get an incredible deal. Here's the best thing about TryLendingTree.com. When you go there and you get it all worked out and you work out your refi or your mortgage, they will actually come to your house. We have testimonials that talk about this all the time. I have never done a loan in my life where somebody has actually come to my house, sat down with me, and gotten it done. They do it at TryLendingTree.
It's cool.
Don't wait. Convenient. Please do it today. TryLendingTree.com. That's TryLendingTree.com. And you get your free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS, or you can call them if you don't have a computer at 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS, license number 1136, 1312, Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
Jesus, that was Buzz. Let's open up the big vault today. What do we got going on?
LendingTree will save you so much money you can buy a computer.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep this brief. I'll just do some short tapes for you here.
Okay.
I will not play you highlights from the debate. I will not play you Chris Matthews taking someone who said that Obama was a communist and challenging him. And then
you got to play that for
you
me.
Want to?
We might need to hear that.
Look, I don't always agree with Chris Matthews, but I love his passion.
His head explodes.
Right. See what I did there? Okay, here's Chris Matthews.
Yeah. You rope-a-dope
conjurer.
Talking to people outside the debate, and I love him just challenging people on facts.
Who said communist down here? What did you mean by that?
Well, all you have to do is study it out. Just study it out, and you'll see. You haven't done your homework, buddy.
And what do I need to study?
He's somebody else. He's a communist, and those of us who are not voting for him know it.
And what do you mean by communist?
You don't know?
No, just tell me. Help me out here.
You don't know?
I just want to know what you mean.
Oh, I know what I mean.
Well, help us out. You're on national
television. No, she doesn't.
Oh, I know I'm on national television.
Well, tell me what you mean when you just accuse a guy of being a cop. Do you think he's
you
an American?
You just study it out.
Is he an American?
Study it out.
He's not an American.
No.
What is he? What country is he from?
Just because he was born here doesn't mean that he thinks like us. He's a communist, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Buddy.
And you know what? That is so based in racism.
Oh,
us,
really?
Us. Yeah. He doesn't think like us, Mike.
That is...
those white Christians.
Hey, that says a lot. Chris Matthews was kind of low-pedaling. He didn't need to say anything. You know. And incidentally, when you are in a debate situation, and I think we've known this since grade school, the one way, you know, well, what do you think I mean?
Right.
Well, what do you mean
by
a communist?
Oh, you are so back on your heels when you get to that point.
Well, what do you mean? Well, how about why don't you tell me? Because I can't.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
There were lots of great things during the debate last night. The one bad thing is it caused me to miss the Jersey Shore. So I'm going to give you the highlight of last night's episode.
You don't do it very often. It's got to be good.
Just a highlight from last night.
Okay. All right.
I saw vagina.
Okay.
I knew that was going to be good.
Yeah, that was on. You know, yesterday during the birthday segment, you took the time, you used a little Langer management, and you wished happy birthday to Andrew Langer's daughter.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
But you did not give them the Scott Shannon impression.
No, I didn't.
No. The daughter says thank you anyway.
That's right.
Hey there, everybody, at the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Andrew Langer wanting to send you a bit of thanks for talking about Abby's birthday yesterday. Abby herself wanted to say something to you as well.
Ah.
First of all, thank you for talking about my birthday on yesterday's show. And it really made me smile. It's okay that you didn't do your Scott Shannon impression, but I have to ask my sister for something. Maddie, I'd really like a piece of candy.
What kind of candy?
A round circular candy.
What kind of a round circular candy?
It's called Life Saver. What flavor? Pepper
traditional five flavors.
Thank you, Langer.
Run.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Occasionally, Mike,
my God.
NBC makes a decent decision.
Okay.
And they did it this time. Do you remember they were going to reboot the Munsters?
Yeah.
And they're going to put it back on television,
right.
Call it Mockingbird Lane.
Uh-huh.
They shot the pilot.
Okay.
It went so well that they canceled it, and they're just going to show the pilot as a Halloween special on the 26th,
right.
Which is the Friday before Halloween.
That's worth a few cocktails.
Yeah, yeah, and also it's going to be really bad. And that's the equivalent of burning it, to hide it on the Friday before Halloween. But I'm glad that they bailed on it, because I think the Munsters is best left on its own.
Very good. Yeah.
So
I'll be going up to Boston to see Mumsy that weekend, and so I'll actually sit down with her and watch it in the assisted living facility.
And if you want to see Eddie Munster, just look at the debate last night.
Oh, God.
That is still the funniest one. I love
okay,
that.
University of Newcastle in Australia has compiled a new list of the most annoying sounds that exist, and I was surprised coming in at number 5. I thought this would be number 1, nails on a chalkboard.
That
is really a good recording of it.
Good, you have the sound.
Hit it again.
One more time?
Yeah.
And number 4 makes me laugh because who would ever think to do this? Metal ruler on a glass bottle. Have you ever done that?
No.
Metal ruler on a glass bottle.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
These are great recordings. In our digital age, we're getting better at it.
Number 3, just plain chalk rubbing against a chalkboard.
I remember that. Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
At number 2.
Or are you?
Oh, wait. There's a call.
Hold on. We got to take a phone call.
Well, these are annoying
sounds.
This
is Mitt Bobby calling.
Mitt.
I just wanted to give you a call to see if we could speak directly.
There we go. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Number 2, fork on glass. But I also think this counts as fork on plate when someone is eating eggs.
That sucked.
Rob, stop that.
And can I get a timpani for number 1, Mike?
No.
How's your head?
Number 1.
And by the way, when I compiled this list, I didn't think you're going to have had the day after the night before.
Well, it's the debates. They rack me up.
At number 1, the sound rubbing a knife on a bottle.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Okay, and also, I don't know, you know, yesterday was a big day with the debates. It was also National Coming Out Day, which I thought it was nice that Todd came and joined us on the show.
Really?
Yeah, but it was National Coming Out Day, and we closed with Jimmy Kimmel talking about National Coming Out Day. And
that was such a little throwaway, Rob. That was funny.
So pleased that you and Todd are doing better together,
Buzz.
Yeah,
we've made up.
Yeah, Buzz befriended him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, apparently some time ago.
Oh, good.
A pain like that stays with you.
All right, we close with Jimmy Kimmel talking about National Coming Out Day.
Today, by the way, is National Coming Out Day. Did you remember to call your folks and tell them you're gay today? I hope so. National Coming Out Day is traditionally followed by National I Knew It Day. Next month is National Awkward Silence at Thanksgiving Dinner Day. National Coming Out Day is held on the third project runway of October. If I was in charge, I would have National Coming Out Day on Halloween, because that way if your parents really freak out, you can say, I'm just kidding, it's a costume. I'm just dressed as Lady Gaga.
That's right. And then you can also say,
I saw vagina.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have
good
a
job.
Great weekend, everybody.
Very good. And thank you, Shannon Langer. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
That was terrific. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this.
The man in the mask says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm checking out the mail here. Did I need to read this?
Anything
at all
important?
Nah, we're cool. Welcome back to the show. It's time to get the news with Buzz, and take it away, Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Quench for Knowledge.
Join
Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash, this coming Wednesday night at Quench in Rockville, Maryland, for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge.
Quench for Knowledge.
It's 4
Nolly!
He got Dude Walker to do that. It's fun and it's free, and enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime. Bring your friends. The fun starts at 8:30, Wednesday, October 17th at Quench. That's 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com.
When's the next time you boys are going to be out there?
Wednesday at 8:30.
This coming Wednesday.
This coming.
All right, go check him out. And Rob does a great job. I mean, I used to have a trivia night in my watering hole, and it was fun, but I didn't have somebody with the talent of Rob Spiewak and Mark Ronick to do it. So get out there and have a good time. Really, it'll be the closest thing to being on a TV game show.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And Rob sweats the details.
He's got a knack.
And the other thing that's so cool, it's team trivia. So if you come out by yourself, there's always a team you can glom onto, and there's prizes and a lot of fun.
Meet
so come
people,
on
the whole thing. Right. See how skinny Rob is.
Right.
Yes. It has been a good news week for Walmart's online store announcing same-day delivery.
Thank you.
To put itself ahead of other on-street retailers and to compete head-to-head with Amazon, same-day delivery for Walmart online. They're pretty excited about that. The news is not so good at Walmart's brick-and-mortar stores. On Tuesday of this week, Walmart employees walked off their jobs at 28 stores in a dozen states. The group accusing Walmart of unfair labor practices is behind this protest, and they're threatening to really make known their presence on the one day Walmart really wouldn't want that. Black Friday, the
always
big shopping
color
day
with him
after Thanksgiving.
I'm all for him. I think they should do this. I think this is essential. And, you know, in the world that we live in now and the recession, there are a lot of people that are probably overqualified that are working at those Walmart stores because they're known to have benefits like, you know, like Target and some of the big box stores that have benefits. And a lot of people go to these stores to get them. And if you're not going to give people that, come on, boys. You're making enough money.
Too much money.
Take care of your basic employees. And maybe you'll get better people if you do that.
This protest group is promising job actions inside the stores and protests outside. There's talk of flash mobs by this union-backed group. Walmart defends its labor practices, and the Supreme Court did side with Walmart in a class action suit by female workers earlier this year. Now, as is historically the case, it's doubtful last night's vice presidential debate changed any votes in what continues to be an incredibly tight race. Last night's debate was also close, with each man scoring hits on the other. A CNN Snap poll last night, this is the one you saw, had Ryan winning 48-44% among those surveyed, but
Snap, baby.
A CBS poll of undecided voters had 50% giving Biden the win, 31% to Paul Ryan, and 19% calling it a draw.
Wow.
As for the partisans, Republicans have expressed dismay at the way Biden conducted himself. They believe their guy won. Democrats believe their guy won. But as one analyst put it this morning, and I mentioned this earlier, in a tie, the win goes to the incumbent. It's the challenger's job to knock the other guy off his pedestal, and I don't believe Ryan did that last night.
Well, it was nice to see, and I think we all needed that. God, did we need this on our team, you know, to see Joe Biden do that. And I tell you, it's great theater. And what I love about it, I was at the ABC store,
of course,
where talking, politics
doing
begins.
Doing your election prep,
talking to a guy who had you know, just gotten off of work, and we were talking about it like you would talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Sports.
And
exactly.
If it brings more people to the party to pay attention to American politics, I'm all for it.
Your ABC store up there by the hardware store?
Yeah,
that's a great ABC store.
It is a great ABC store.
Really a good one.
What was his flavor?
His flavor was, he was the same flavor as mine, only a smaller package.
Oh.
Hey.
And I'm talking
isn't
about
that
his,
always
I'm
the
talking
way.
About his penis.
That's right.
Of course.
And Mike and his balls.
He actually was commenting on my product.
Oh, on the size of it?
Yes, because I had purchased your product.
Oh, nice.
And in the
cartoon
in between,
size?
No, I didn't go with that because, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's $69. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about
$69,
it.
$69, well,
you're paying, hey!
You're paying for the handle.
Now, after the show, I'll take you into the kitchen and show you how much is left.
I'd like to see that myself.
Attaboy.
If both men are to be believed, the good news this morning is that unemployment will fall to below 6% in the next 4 years, no matter who wins the election, and we'll be leaving Afghanistan. These are 2 points that both sides agreed on last night.
Yeah, but I should point out that the Ryan was kind of hinky on that. There was just
no. He dodged it.
There
yeah.
was a little question mark there. There, you know, Joe Biden was the right. guy. It's really important to point this out, right. Buzz. Joe Biden was the guy saying we will be out by 2014.
Right.
Bam. No equivocation at all. Paul Ryan.
You're right
not
about
so much,
that.
And that's really important.
A little
to me.
Softer on Afghanistan.
You know, because yeah. you know, all you have to do. Did I put it up on Facebook? The video of the Marine. I think it was a Marine or an Army guy in the firefight.
No.
The most astonishing, and he gets hit. And you see him, and he's got
the. I did
not
see it.
He's got the. What are those cameras we used in Iowa?
The little guys,
the GoPros.
GoPros. He's got those kind of, that kind of camera. Right. And it's on his helmet, mm-hmm. and you see him taking gunfire. And wow. I think we have to realize as Americans, we're not even aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That this stuff goes on every day for those guys in Afghanistan. So yeah, 2014. So long. Go kill each other
yeah,
some more.
Please. You know?
It's funny how issues get us that get us so fired up can ultimately fade. Immigration was the subject of a fiery, emotional debate a few years ago. You recall it was about jobs, protecting American jobs, we heard. Today, not so much. We've moved on. A new survey shows that concern about immigration among U.S. citizens has dropped by 32 points in the last 18 years.
There you go, Oscar.
Dropping on our priority list more than any other issue. Among Latinos in this country, when asked about the most important issues for this election, immigration was not even in their top two. It might have been as high as three. Jobs in the economy, number one, just like sure. everybody else.
Well, yeah. they call it El Jobs.
El Jobso.
El Trabajo.
Although,
trabajo.
That's it.
Sí.
Although we talk about...
Hace calor, hace frío.
We talk about all manner of things in the TMOS bonus hour out later today. Among other topics, Mike and Oscar face off in a debate about guns. And today, and there are many other topics as well, but on the subject of guns today, there is another story, second one in a week, about a father mistakenly shooting his son to death with a gun kept in the home for protection. Safety training is not an issue here. This was a retired Chicago cop who, as in the Connecticut shooting we cited earlier this week, mistook his son for a burglar after he had fallen asleep watching Jay Leno.
That's terrible.
The good news about that sheen of oil spotted in the Gulf of Mexico, according to the Coast Guard, is that it poses no threat to the shoreline. But officials say it is from the Deepwater Horizon well that blew out 2 years ago. BP says it's probably just a minor leak from a pipe used to cap the well.
Hey, here's a question. I don't know whether you know the answer or not. Do they have a camera still down there?
Oh, especially now. More than cameras, they have ships on the scene watching this, studying it, analyzing it, measuring to see if the sheen is increasing to any degree.
But they actually, I mean, I remember we were all watching it every day. Mm-hmm. They've got a camera down there to see if it's coming from the capped well.
I know that they've reduced the sheen on 2.5 men.
Finally, more random silliness. There'll be fewer homes wrapped in toilet paper this Halloween in Mobile, Alabama. Yesterday, police pulled several teenagers out of a Walmart checkout line telling them they were not allowed to buy that much toilet paper.
Maybe they needed it.
The cops then told the kids
not
to go
everybody's
home.
On wait not.
I'm not sure what the law on the books is about this. Some folks in Burbank, California are complaining about a van driving around town wrapped in ads for a topless maid service.
All right.
At least one city councilman has harumphed about this, if his town needs some kind of tough new law, maybe.
Where's this happening?
This is Burbank, California, of all places.
Too far away.
As one resident put it, it's not a curse word. It's not about hate. It's a topless maid, you know?
Wow.
And a traffic court judge in Philadelphia is in trouble for showing cell phone pictures of his rager to a 22-year-old cashier.
Nice.
Judge's first name is Willie. I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nice rager.
Wow. Thank you, guys. Great
hey,
week
you made
of
it,
shows.
Mike.
Don't forget the bonus hour is rather spirited
it's
today.
It's great.
Yeah. It's debate day on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour, so check that out if you get a chance. Our show today was brought to you by the customized life-saving courses from Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers American Heart Association courses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield, but they can also bring those courses right to your business. And the courses can be tailored to your schedule all in one day or spread out over several days. To get life-saving training for your business, do it today. Call our good friend April at 703-822-9040 and like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Let your employees take a class to save a life.
Yeah.
We'll be back Monday with a brand new one as I get ready for my Odyssey to Haiti next week.
What's the countdown? You leave when? Thursday?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Happy anniversary, Carrie.
Bye.
Thank you.
1977.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Or maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
My song, you write me when I'm wrong.
Much more news.